We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting 9 lines from the top. The first word of the line is Chanina. So we're talking about the Mishnah, which says, Dine Mamonais B'Shloisha, Gzeles V'Chabalos B'Shloisha. And the Gemara asked before, that isn't Gzeles V'Chabalos Mamonais? What if you say Dine Mamonais B'Shloisha? What are we saying with that? So the Gemara's first pshat was Rava's pshat that it came out Lamaisa, is that Dine Mamonais B'Shloisha means Hoidois V'Havois. That needs 3 dayanim. What type of dayanim? Only hadyotis. Gzeles v'chabalos b'shloisha is also 3 dayanim, or 3 dayanim mumchen. And that's why it separates them into 2 different cases. So dinim mumchen is loans, gmil chasadim, which is a shayla of shloitin odos v'lovin. That's 3 hadyotis. Gzeles v'chabalos is mumchen. So now Rav Acha doesn't have a new teretz in pshat in the Mishnah. What's the 2 things? Dinim mumchen b'shloisha and gzeles v'chabalos b'shloisha. Rav Acha read Rav Ika Omar, Midaraisa chad nami kosher. That be'etzem, midaraisa, when it comes to haidois va'avois, one dayan will be enough. How do we know that? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, b'tzedek tishpait amisecha. So it says, Eloshen Yachid, b'tzedek tishpait amisecha. And therefore, since Eloshen Yachid, you learn by haidois va'avois, one dayan is enough. And the way Rashi learns is, he does not hold the ear of Parshius, which means we don't hold the ear of Parshius. Ear of Parshius says that the Parsha of Halva is in the Parsha of Shemir, so it needs 3. But we're saying, no, doesn't need 3 because we don't hold the ear of Parshius. How many do you need? 1, because it says, with Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. Tosis actually has a problem with that. He says, if there's no ear of Parshius, so why do you need a pasuk with Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha? It's a small Tosis, Tosis de Maschel, when Raisa. Small tosis in the bottom when the rice it says, "Pirshu kon tris the ksava in your parshas ksiv kan." The kasha them came, but tzedek tishpait lamali. Why didn't tzedek tishpait? The kach nira the fill of man the isle ear of parshas kamar. Even if I can't tosis learns, even from the ear of parshas, but tzedek tishpait amasek says no, 1 is enough. So Rav Acha starts off saying, really 1 dying is enough when it comes to halvas, 1 dying is enough. So therefore we said you need 3. You know why you need 3? Because of Yoshev Kronos. We don't want, if you only land one dayan, you might get a dayan who doesn't know what he's talking about. Like Yoshev Kronos means someone who works in the business industry, doesn't know anything about learning. So afraid to Gemara, now you made 3, it's any better? If you have 3, you don't think you have Yoshev Kronos? So we want to know, you have Shalas Buchad the Gomer. If you have 3 dayanim, it's a bigger chance you're going to have someone who knows how to learn. So it comes out, we're saying, really 1's enough, and the 1 could be even a hedyot, because it doesn't say Elohim in the parashah, but Lamaisa, we say you need 3 because of Yeshua Kronos. So afraid the Gemara, if they have Rishus to be a Bezdin, Elamiyata, Tau Lo Yishamu, like we said at the end of yesterday's shir, that Tau Lo Yishamu is someone who has Rishus, a Bezdin that has Rishus, they make a mistake, they don't have to pay. We'll see what that mistake later on in the Gemara, but certain mistakes they don't have to pay for. So here, well, we know the Gemara says there that if you're not a mumcha, you do have to pay. So here, if you have Rishus, you shouldn't have to pay. So the Gemara, no, if you don't have to pay, Kosek in the Feast of Yoshe Kronos. We'll have more Dayanim than Yoshe Kronos if they're not responsible. So we need them to be responsible to make sure they have a certain level of academics to be able to be a Dayan. So Gemara comes out, Lemaisa, that both Rava and Rav Acha are answering the same teretz, really, that Dinamam Shloisha means 3 Dayanim Hedotis. Just to which angle they come from. Rava came from the angle that really you should need 3 mumchen, because the ear of Parshik Sivkan comes loitin does eleven and downgrades you to hadid. Rav Acha came from the other angle. Really, it should be enough 1 dayan. We upgrade to 3 because of Yoshe Kronos. So what's an afkamina la halacha between both of them? My ikah ben Rava Rav Acha bray the Rava ikah. My ikah ben Rava Rav Acha bray the Rav ikah. What's the difference between Rava's pshat? What's the halacha between Rava and Rav Acha bray the Rav ikah? So I'm ikah menayu udama Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, Shnayim shadonu dineyim din. 2 dayanim made a din. It works. El shadikur bez nechatzah. They call it bez nechatzah. So la rava less than the shmuel. Because rava mid deraisa, you need 3. And we're in oika that. You need 3. We just say you don't need a mumchen. But you need 3. So 2 won't work. The rav acha bray rav ika is the shmuel. Rav acha bray holds the shmuel because he holds that ikar adin. 1's enough. So are you going to ask me, so why is an afkamina dafka 2? Why is an afkamina dafka 2? L'char dafkamina should be 1. Right? He holds 1. What's 2? What's an afkamina between Rav and Rav Acha? What's an afkamina? Because Rav says, you need how many do you need deraisa? 3. What did the Loitel Zaylovim do? Just downgraded to Hadiyaitis. So you need 3. According to Rav Acha, how many do you need? 1 Medaraisa. Only 1. That's all you need. So it's a Rabbanan, you need three. So the Gemara says, the Nafmina is two. Shmuel says that two is enough. If b'diavad, it works. So if you Rava, obviously it's not going to work. But if you're so one should be enough. One should be enough. So you look at Tosfos, even if you have an article, you can turn to Hayam Beis, Tosfos says, Shnayim Shdanu, Ha'od Rakat Shnayim, Mishim Dafilu Shnayim, Hava Bez Nechotzev. Hava Hu Adin Dechad Nami Din Adin. Even one is enough. And the Taka Nafmina, one dying will be a Nafmina also between the two Mandi Amr. So Kaparam, that's the Pshat in our Mishnah. So Pshat in our Mishnah is three Hadyotis, Dina Mamnus means Hadyotis for our voice, and there's two reasons how we got there. Either we got there because it's a downgrade from three, Dayana Mumchen, or it's an upgrade from one Dayan. Zok the Gemara Vait. It says in the Mishnah, that was now the third part of the Mishnah is, Nezek, V'chatzi Nezek, says Nezek, V'chatzi Nezek, Tashlumi Kefal, Shema Baruch Misha, V'shloisha. These four things are V'shloisha. And the Gemara's Kasha is, Nezek, hainu chavalos. By chavalos, what do you pay by chavalos? If someone hurts another person, he pays nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, baishas. So nezek was included already in chavalos. Why do I have to say nezek again? It says nezek, chatzi nezek. Even though nezek, chatzi nezek, is talking about a shar, so Tosfos says first, maybe because we know we're talking about a shar that was mazik as a adam. So then for sure it's the same thing. But Tosfos says, even if you say shar, it includes everything. Shar shem mazik as a adam, shar shem mazik as a shar. But lemaisa, nezek, the payment of nezek was included already. So why do you have to repeat it over? Nezek kainu chavalos. So the Gemara says, you know why we have to say nezek? Because we wanted to say agav chatzi nezek. So gaboy lemisli chatzi nezek. So t'ani nami nezek shalom. Therefore it says also nezek shalom. Chatzi nezek was a form of chavalos. So why is that separate? Why is that separate then chavalos? So the Gemara Tana Memoino Avktanik Knasa. Chatzi nezek is a knas, and therefore we set a separate part of the Mishnah for knas, and then agav that we said nezek also. So Gemara says Hanich Leman Diyama Palgenes Knasa. So Machleikus if Chatzi nezek is a knas or not? What's the Machleikus? If the shaila is a behemah when it's born, normal thing to damage. If it's normal to damage, so then your payments are minor. We feel bad for you, maybe chatzi nezek. Betzim, you have to pay full thing already. Knas is on the side that betzim a behemah stam shvarim is not a neger, does not damage. The baal didn't have to watch it, but we want to give a knas in order he should be more careful in the future. So the shaila is a knas or it's mamon. So honi chaman de pagan is a knas. So we understand that the chiddush is that's knas. And that's why we say nezek or chatzi nezek. Eleman the old pagan is coming moino. Ma'ikilameima, what are you going to say? If your old pagan is coming moino, what are you going to say? Ela aydi the kaboyle mister teshumik. So that's not the pshat. It's more so like this. Ela aydi the kaboyle mister teshumik kefel from avav chamisha. In this part of the mishnah, we're telling you about kefel, that's someone who steals, or teshumik avav chamisha, someone steals a shor and sand and sells it. So there, that's the mamoin she'enoy mishtalim b'roish. That's mamoin that you pay more than the principal. So it's not the principal. She'enoy mishtalim b'roish. You're not paying the exact principal. Tony nami chatzi nezek, the mamoin she'enoy mishtalim b'roish. We also say chatzi nezek, which also is not principal. It's half principal. Who? Ba'aydi the kaboy l'mishti chatzi nezek, tony nami nezek. And agav chatzi nezek is say nezek. So the bottom line is like this. The Gemara had a question. Why does it say nezek, chatzi nezek? Over here, it should be included really in chavalos. So the Gemara answer is that we want to say over here tashlumi kefal tashlumi bava chamisha. That what's unique about them? They don't pay principal. They pay double principal or four times the principal. So that's unique about it. Therefore, we want to say chatzi nezek, which is also unique. It's not the whole principal; it's half the principal. Once we say chatzi nezek with them, we say nezek with them as well, and that's the reason why it says nezek, even though already it says chavalos. So that's the pshat, why it says nezek, chatzi nezek, these things, because these things are all things, the emes, talam, v'roish, and nezek goes along because atu, the chatzi nezek.